I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Another round of shelling and airstrikes in the rubble-held suburbs of Damascus, Syria, have killed at least 10 people. Attacks have intensified over the area since Sunday, as Syrian government forces and Russian aircraft are trying to recapture the area that has been controlled by rebels since 2012. The Syrian Civil Defense Search and Rescue Group, more commonly known as the White Helmets, stated that the area was attacked with airstrikes, artillery fire, and barrel bombs. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Group, at least 260 people have been killed since Sunday night. Pope Francis met with a group of children and young people who are wards of the state and spoke to them about how when people cannot love or accept a child with problems or illnesses, it's usually because they themselves are too weak to deal with it. The Pope explained that some adults, quote, don't have sufficient strength to bear fragility because they themselves are fragile. He assured the group that the situations were of no one's fault, that many stem from social injustices and both physical and spiritual poverty. The children and young people were all in foster care or receiving support from FDP, Protagonist in Education, which is a non-governmental organization based in Romania. In a statement to reporters, Juan Carlos Cruz, a former Chilean seminarian, said he spoke with a Vatican abuse investigator and that he finally felt heard. Cruz met with Archbishop Charles Scicluna for almost 4 hours this past weekend and told the Archbishop that he was sexually abused by Father Fernando Caradima and that now Bishop Juan Bados had witnessed some of it. In his statement, Cruz said the meeting was a, quote, good experience and, quote, very intense and very detailed. Evangelical pastor Reverend Billy Graham has died at the age of 99 at his home in North Carolina. Reverend Graham was influential in increasing the reach and power of evangelicalism in the United States. He was a counselor and confidant to a number of U.S. presidents, including Dwight Eisenhower and George W. Bush. In 1983, Reverend Graham was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the country, by President Reagan. Monsignor Pietro Amenta, a judge on the Vatican Tribunal Roman Rota, charged with possessing child pornography and sexual molestation, has accepted a plea bargain. The terms of the agreement give him a 14-month suspended sentence. The judge also resigned from the Rota, a tribunal that mostly deals with marriage cases. Monsignor Pietro Amenta was taken in by police in March of 2017 for fondling a man in a public square, and in the investigation that followed, officials found pornographic images on his computer.